Ugly, ugly scene. 19 minutes after 7 in the Perth Metro League football yesterday. Balga versus Warwick Greenwood.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
That was the moment that the Warwick Greenwood team runner was allegedly attacked by Balga Football Club players yesterday. If you're from the Balga Football Club and would like to have your say, the right to defend your club, or just comment, 9221 882. But we're joined by Millsy, a pretty angry head coach for the Warwick Greenwood Football Club.
Yeah, Jay Carroll is their name. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is there any history between your club and the Balga Footy Club?
This is only the second year Balga have been in the comp and their first year in Division 1, so it's only the second time we've played them.
Right, and was there any indication that things were getting a little bit ugly?
Yeah, there was. I think, well, without getting too much into it, because obviously there's a bit to go on from here, so I felt at three-quarter time that I almost wanted to pull the players off the ground. I could just see that something was corrupt, and unfortunately it did.
Mm. So, so what happened yesterday, Jay? Talk us through what happened.
Well, so the actual incident. I'm 100 metres away. The ball was about 50 metres out from their goal. They had a shot on goal. There was quite a few players in the goal square. From what I've been told by my players, one of our players was headbutted. The umpire's seen that. He's quickly blown his whistle and he's taken off up to the 50-metre arc to give a free kick. So he's backs to the goal square. And then it's erupted from there. I understand that it was one of our players retaliated and to stick up for his teammate. And it exploded from there.
So how did the runner become involved?
So we went on for about three or four minutes, and then I actually turned to my partner and said, she was standing behind the bench, so she's the one that filmed it, and I said to her, can you please get your phone out? Something's going to happen here. I was heading onto the ground to, you know, trying to get the players off the ground. I just wanted everyone out. And as we're sort of leaving the ground, so you can see on part of the video, which the full thing hasn't been shown, but there's no actual other incidents in the rest of the video, which goes for about 2 minutes.
Mm.
One of their players gets hit from behind. The runner, who I feel horrible because I sent him out to actually get players off the ground.
Yeah.
He's gone in to, you know, he's shaped up and he's had, well, you can see in the video, he's had five guys charge at him, and then he's hit the deck, and you can see what happens from there on the video.
So he's shaped up as he wanted to fight.
He's shaped up as in, yeah, he wanted to defend the guy that had been hit. Well, this is 4 minutes after the whole thing's happened.
But he's a runner, mate. He's not a player. He's a runner. He shouldn't be shaping up.
Correct. And I guess that's instinct, watching your mate get hit from behind 10 metres away from you. We don't condone that. But then, when you can see he's on the ground, just blokes laying into him. I give credit to their runner, because I was actually close by at the time. Their runner jumped on top of him and just kept saying, I've got you, brother, I've got you covered, I'm not going anywhere, just stay down.
Jay, in your opinion yesterday, was the Balga Football Club there to play football or to punch on?
I think they were there to play football. We probably have different opinions on how the game should be played, but for the most part, they were there to play football.
Were there
there was always a feeling that if one of us sort of stuck up for ourselves, that things could erupt.
Were there any reports yesterday by the match day officials?
We literally ushered everyone into the rooms, got our supporters, everyone, and we left as one big group. Didn't even stick around to talk to umpires or officials or anything. We just got out of there.
What will happen from this point onwards?
At this point, we're having a meeting on Tuesday night that goes through everything that happened. Because obviously we sort of got together last night, but everything was very heated. So we wanted to let things just settle down a little bit and make sure that we weren't on social media and things like that. We just keep a low profile for the club.
Right.
And we're quite confident that at the end of this, that whilst we're probably going to cop some damage reputation-wise, albeit we probably feel it's unfair, that... If it's all truth that comes out, then the club should be seen in a fairly good line.
All right, Jay.
Well, you're scheduled to play them again in August, in early August. It'll be interesting to see if that fits you guys. You won't be playing them, all right?
We won't be.
So you've made that decision already.
Which is big for us because we've actually got our past players' day planned for that day.
Okay. All right, Jay. Probably makes sense not to front. Jay Carroll there, Warwick Greenwood head coach. Thanks for your time this morning.
Now, if you are a member of, play for, or an official with the Balga Football Club and you'd like to put Balga's case forward, you are free to do so. 9221 882. We don't know all the facts, but what we do know is there's no place for this sort of stuff in any level of football at all.
And I wasn't there, but based on what Jay said, I mean, the runner can't shape to fight. I mean, that's the first thing. And secondly, it seems to be fault on both sides based on the fact that someone hit the other bloke and away it went.